Three, Sam and Molly Cooper seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the northwest side of Robin Hood's Loop within the Sherwood Forest subdivision. The 911 address is 32329 Robin Hood's Loop in Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. Tax map is District 234, map 23, parcel 425. The applicant is seeking a 1.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch, a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for existing steps. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? Come forward, Mr. Sharp. We'll swear you both in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is John Ponsimi. I live at 510 Chester River Beach Road, Graysonville, Maryland. I'm the contractor.
And this gentleman, if you'll step up, I'll swear you both in at the same time. If you can state your name and address for the record, please.
Samuel Cooper, 32329 Robin Hood's Loop, Millsboro, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're applying for the variance for an existing front porch that would have added on. We applied for the permit back in September of 2022, was approved the permit for the application to build the front porch onto an existing dwelling, in addition to renovating the property exterior, new siding, windows, doors, roof. Property was quite run down at the time, overgrown, a lot of trees, a lot of just needed some attention, TLC, bring it back up to date and visually improve the aesthetics of the neighborhood. We received a permit, did the construction, had several inspections during that time in which nothing was pointed out that there was any issue with the setback or anything. When we initially got the permit, there was no, survey. There was no survey done on the property, so we didn't know the actual property line of the property. When I had done my inspections, it was approximately 40 feet from the house to the roadway. The road curves at the front of the property. After having the final inspections done, the gentleman that came out and measured the setback said I was in violation of approximately 1.3 feet over into the 30-foot setback. Looking at the survey, only a portion of the porch is actually over the allowed line. We're just asking for a variance so that we don't have to tear it down and rebuild. If we had been notified earlier that we're in violation of the setback, we could have made adjustments at that time and not had any issues at all. It does definitely improve the aesthetics of the neighborhood. It's the very first house you see when you pull into the development. It's directly in front of the road. Everybody stops there, looks at it. Neighbors have come by during the renovation, and everybody was very happy that we were doing what we were doing, liked the looks of everything. Nobody had any concerns at all. Everybody was very positive that they continually came by and commented that they liked that somebody was finally taking care of the property, cleaning it up, making it presentable, and making it a nice opening view to people coming into the neighborhood.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yeah.
Anything you wanted to add to?
Just that the Homeowners Association, they're in favor of everything we've done. Just spoke with someone, they had their meeting just in the last week or 10 days, and I had a couple of people stop by and said they're just tickled to death with what you've done on the property. Neighbors on their nearest neighbors, all in agreement, or were just one side of it, the small porch is like 7 foot by 8 foot, that's all it is, and it, just one side of it's 1 foot, 1.4 inches. The other side is right on the mark, it's 30 feet. And we have 44, 45 feet from the porch to the paved road, and it's a circle. But a very nice neighborhood, and I think, you know, we've done a big improvement there. As John said, it's something that was an oversight, I think, from the beginning, and we're just trying to do our best to make it right all the way around. And they, like I said, the neighbors are, it's been a big, great improvement. I have a couple pictures, I didn't send them prior, but it's done a big improvement out there.
Questions?
Trying to understand a timeline. You said that the county had come out, or it had been inspected.
The county had come out, did an inspection on the footers for the front porch. They did an inspection on the framing for the porch. And then when they came out to do the final inspection, two different gentlemen came out. One was the one that had been coming out all along, and he did the general inspection of the final. And somebody else came out to measure just the setback. And at that point, he questioned where the property line was, and he had assumed it was, there's a big ditch in front of the house that's between the house and the road. And like I said, I had assumed that the property basically went to pretty close to the edge of the road. So I didn't question the 30 foot. When the guy came out to do the footer inspections, he looked at it and said, you're fine. He didn't take a tape measure out and measure the distance or anything. He had told me that everything was good to go and we shouldn't have any issues with anything.
When the steps came in, were the steps down when that happened?
The steps were not down, but when the final inspection was done, the setback gentleman said they don't incur into the, they can incur into the setback without any issue. Mm-hmm. He said it was the porch itself that was the concern to the setback, not the steps going down. I believe there's only 3 steps that come out.
So you've got a curvature of the road issue?
We have a curvature of the road that cuts into the porch by the corner of, as you can see on the survey sheet that was submitted. Yeah. It's just that one corner that is in there.
Is the porch 6 foot deep or 7 foot deep?
I believe it's 6 foot deep.
Okay, I just want to verify that. And it's the curvature of the road, but it's also the way that house is rotated on there. Mm-hmm. I see it looks like they tried to make that house fit in the rear setbacks and got it right in there, but...
It could have been. It's an older house, it's been there for a while.
But you were just assuming the front property line was out of the road, you didn't realize how close it was.
No, I didn't realize. I should have done a little bit more and gotten a survey done before submitting for the application.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I own both lots, one on either side of this property. So we bought all 3, the lot where the home is, and then there's 2 vacant lots.
So the shed on lot 5, is that yours?
Yeah.
It's on both properties.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's no longer there.
It's been removed?
Yeah. A tree fell through it. It was partly down. Tree fell through it, and I took the rest of it down.
Okay.
Because it was too close to the line anyway. It was, you know, 40 years ago when it was built or whatever it was. The guy intended apparently to keep all 3 lots, and he put the garage close to the lot, the line, so... It wasn't worth putting money into it that close to the line. If we ever decide to sell that lot, it would
sure.
It wouldn't make any sense to put any money into it. So it was partially torn down. A tree fell through it. So
when was the house built? Any idea?
Late 70s, I think, sometime in the 70s.
Okay.
So So the location of the steps, is that off the front of the porch?
Yes, it is.
So it's not off the side like the drawing shows?
No, that was adjusted, and I came and talked to the planning and zoning about that at some point, and somebody told me that wasn't a factor. The issue that we ran into was that it was coming right down in front of the windows.
Okay.
And that would have become a safety issue as well.
Is the porch centered on the front door?
It's centered on the front door, yes.
Mr. Sharp?
You have a well and septic on this lot?
Right now, yes.
It's a little tough when you're that far away.
Yeah, right now I do, yes.
Okay. Where are those located? Are they in the rear of the property?
Rear of the property, yeah.
And you need HOA approval at all? I know you said you had talked to the neighbors.
These three lots actually aren't in the HOA.
Okay.
Say where the three lots put it, built on, the first lot built on in there years ago, and technically they're not in the HOA, but we will operate as if we are, because we want to respect everyone there. And I think they plow their own snow, and they ask for a donation for, you know, $100 or $200 a year when there's snow, and we'd be glad to do that. But technically, I don't think we're part of the HOA.
Okay.
Yet we have their blessing.
Ms. Norwood, I just want to confirm, there's no, I know you recited before, but I didn't catch it, no variances are needed for the steps, is that correct?
That's correct.
It's just for that corner of the porch. So it's a 1.3-foot variance for the maximum that thing comes out, right? All right, I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You guys can have a
Thank
seat.
You.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Ma'am, would you like to speak, or just like to be accounted that you're?
No, whatever they said, I did owe that.
Very well. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12813 for Sam and Molly Cooper?
At this time, there is apparently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? Seeing none at this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12813 for Sam and Molly Cooper and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12813 for Sam and Molly Cooper for the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique due to its shape and the location of the existing house. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote a 5-0, your case is approved. Next case.